brand new car, a vacation at the lake, or just getting a little more every day. We'll help you get it. It's time to open your eyes to a credit union. Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
And welcome once again to the Emporia Showcase with USD 253 Superintendent Allison Anderson Harder. And we have a slate of guests with us this morning, and we're going to be talking about enrollment and next year already. It really isn't too soon. Allison, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. And thanks for joining us as always on the Emporia Showcase. Always enlightening information with you and fine guests from USD 253. And as always, we want to kick the program off with some hashtag Emporia Proud Moments. What do you have for us this month, Allison?
All right, we have some great ones. Our students and staff are currently enjoying a well-deserved spring break this week, and those classes will resume back on Monday, March 21st. We want to also thank our food service team, who is offering free lunches to all students ages 1 through 18 this week. Those lunches can be picked up from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. each day at Village Elementary, and there is no sign-up required for the grab-and-go lunches, and all students are eligible to receive them. So we want to encourage our students to go and pick up those lunches. We would also like to congratulate Village Elementary physical education teacher, Mr. Andy Battenfield. Mr. Battenfield was recently recognized as a member of the 2022 class of Kansas Master Teachers. Really proud of Mr. Battenfield, and he is very deserving. He is a very hard worker and a great role model for all of our staff and students. Our newest construction project is underway at Logan Avenue Elementary, which is currently 27% complete. If you drive by Logan Avenue, you'll notice this week that the masonry is going up on the multi-purpose room. There is a lot going on at Logan Avenue, so please drive by and take a look. Emporia High School is at 78% complete, and many of the interior finishes are being completed. We have that science wing that is going to be amazing and really add more classrooms to our high school. And we are also excited that the pool is turned back over to the district for use at the end of February. And we are very excited as well that the Jones Early Childhood Development Center is at 98% complete, so we are almost finished. The final work is being completed, including the installation of remaining kitchen equipment and then completing the playground installation. The weather has kind of thrown a little bit of havoc, as well as some being able to get some of the materials, but that playground is going up. And then once that is completely finished, we are planning on having a ribbon cutting. So we will have more about that, hopefully in early summer. And then as we're looking for construction up next is Village Elementary, which is going to be followed by Emporia Middle School. And then I mentioned Jones Early Childhood Center. We will also be doing a ribbon cutting for Walnut Elementary. That's been a question that people have asked. But we have some work to fulfill as a result of the fire marshal walking through. So that will happen this summer.
Okay.
Congratulations to EHS senior Gilberto Aguilera, who was recently selected as a Red Scholar. We are so excited about this. Gilberto will receive a full scholarship to Wichita State University, which is valued up to $100,000. I mean, that is just so awesome.
That is huge.
Gilberto was one of 30 students to be selected as a Red Scholar out of over 1,000 applicants, so very, very excited for him. We would also like to congratulate EHS seniors Braxton Hickens and Zarek Tungjirantul. Braxton recently took home the 5 through 1A individual state championship in diving, and Zarek the 5A 145-pound state wrestling championship. Both the students and their coaches were recognized during the Board of Education meeting last week. And then finally, on Thursday, March 31st, Emporia High School will host a student art show in the EHS library from 5 o'clock p.m. to 7:30 p.m. The show will highlight student work from this last trimester, and the public is encouraged to attend. So lots of great things happening.
No doubt about that. And the Jones Early Childhood Development Center, 98% complete.
Boy, that's cool to say that.
Yes.
You can see the finish line, can't you?
Yes, we can, and it looks amazing. If you have an opportunity, the signage is in the front, the parking lot is poured, it's just going to be, it is amazing, and I can't wait for bringing the community in to tour the Jones Center, because it is a beautiful, beautiful center.
And the pool's open, huh?
And the pool is open.
I've noticed a couple of basketball teams enjoying that here the past few weeks out at Emporia High School. So that is good news, and a lot of great progress being made on all of the construction in and around USD 253. Well, let's talk about 2022, 2023. No, it is not too early. So, you know, families need to start thinking about pre-registering and enrollment. And we have a lineup of guests to get us rolling into the new school year. Justin Sargent is a director, assistant principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing good. How are you doing today?
You know, it's a beautiful day. I was just thinking, since moving to Emporia, I have not had a chance to take up disc golf, but I'm thinking this kind of weather makes me want to get out and start learning how to play. I'll tell you.
Agreed.
I think you need to get out there, Justin. Get after it. Today's the day. No wind today either. Well,
yeah.
Let's talk about the Flint Hills Learning Center. Let's delve into some of the programs and opportunities available for adult learners and even high school students at the Flint Hills Learning Center.
Yeah, you know, we have had a pretty good year this year. We have had a steady amount of adults come through. We still have our diploma-seeking classes. Those are obviously our number one kind of program. We have a mall sign out on the mall with some flyers so people can come by and pick up some information if they want to. But I actually had an email from a student on Friday. He said, hey, you know, I never finished my diploma and I want to figure out how to get started. And I just said, hey, come in as soon as spring break's over and we'll get you enrolled, you know. And so that's kind of our bread and butter. And so, you know, we really believe that it's never too late to graduate. And so we have students all age groups coming in and finishing diplomas, and so it's an online program. We come in, we set up, and then we kind of we're here to support any kind of adult who's trying to get their diploma done. For students, it's different. You know, you have to be a student at Emporia High School, and then if you come to Learning Center, that's something that you'd have to work through with the administration over there, so we don't just take students to come over. So if there's definitely a student who's interested, they go to Emporia High School. They've got to talk to Mr. Fisher and work that stuff through, and so we have kind of a process for that. But for adults, it's free enrollment. We enroll all year long. We just kind of want to get started. We do have a kind of a stopping point at summer because we have summer school that usually takes place at the Learning Center. So if we have an adult who starts, say, you know, in April, they'll start. But whatever progress they make on their courses, we don't erase it. We just stop it, and then we pick it back up in the fall. So that's kind of the nice thing, is that you're not kind of in a time frame as an adult where you have to get stuff done and then you lose your progress. You'll always keep a progress up to graduation. What's really neat this year is we're actually going to have a full graduation ceremony this year for the first time. We're going to have it at the EHS auditorium. And so our adult learners who get the diploma, we used to have just kind of a little ceremony and kind of, you know, it was a nice ceremony, but I wanted to have a full kind of graduation feel. And so this year we're going to have a full graduation ceremony for those adult learners. So I'm excited about that. And of course, we've got our ESL program for English language learners. We have classes in the morning from 8 to noon, and we have classes in the evening from 5 to 8. We also have some sister campuses out at Tyson and Hopkins, and so we have teachers that go out and help those students learn ESL, and there are some students who are actually taking graduation classes through the online platform on their lunch breaks. And so I know at Tyson we have about 4 or 5 students who, they work a full shift, they get off, they spend about an hour to an hour and a half in the break room working with our aides to work on AudacyWare stuff and get their diploma credits, and then they go home. And so that's been kind of nice.
Yeah,
off
great.
That, because some students, it's hard to go all the way out to the mall and then go back home. So that's kind of a neat thing we've got going on. I'm trying to think. Oh, I'm excited so far this year. We already have 15 grads who are ready to graduate. And so that number usually ticks up to about 50 or 60. But, you know, at this point in the year, to have 15 ready to go, it just gets us really excited. It gets us really prepped and looking forward to that graduation ceremony coming up and seeing all those faces, you know, finally get that graduation and got that diploma and being able to kind of meet those goals in our life. So I'm getting really excited about this time of year.
Outstanding. Justin, really appreciate you joining us here today and giving us the update here on the Learning Center, and best of luck here through the rest of this year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, good information there.
Absolutely. Let's go and bring John Martin on. He's the principal of Village Elementary, which is getting ready for a lot of work, as Allison Anderson Harder had mentioned here a little bit ago. John, good morning. Happy Tuesday to you.
Good morning to you, too.
How's it going so far today?
It's like Justin said, it's a beautiful day out there. No wind at all. Doesn't mess with my hair.
Well said. Well, John, we're, a lot of folks may not be thinking about the pre-registration, pre-enrollment process right now with, start of the next year, about a good solid 4 or 5 months out yet. But what is the importance of pre-registering your children specifically for kindergarten?
Well, and that's going to start on April 12th. And one of the things that we've tried to do over time is really make it a little bit easier. There's some online options, and we want to make sure that people get a hold of at the Mary Herbert Education Center, 341-2200, and make sure that they call. Because what will happen is we'll get questions about things at Village, and we can answer them, but Mary Herbert can really direct you to what school you need to do and what actual things you need for pre-registration. And pre-registration is so important to us because we can start setting up our classes. We try to balance, we'll start looking at what classes students are in based on gender. We want to make sure we have the same amount of boys and girls in classes. And so that'll all get started here really quick. So the sooner we get information, the better off we are.
John, let's also talk a little bit about, too, what kindergarten students can expect when school starts, like how students find out who their teacher is, jumpstart, open house, all of that fun stuff.
What we'll do, and all the buildings do this, is as we get closer and closer to the first day of school, we'll start putting out parent newsletters. Each building has their own way of doing it. What we'll do is we send them the first newsletter. We usually send home in a paper copy. We usually mail them, and then we also put them out on our social media. So Village Specific will be on Facebook, on Twitter. We'll kick all that information out. A lot of times we'll email them as well to parents, so they kind of know specifically when our open house is. And what we'll do is as we get closer and closer and we get all our registrations in and we try to really balance those classes out, we'll post those on our front, the front of our building, so parents know what classroom they're having. Every building has an open house, which is an opportunity to come in and drop off any personal items, and then also meet your classroom teacher. We also have what we call Jumpstart, where every new student and every kindergartner starts a day before everybody else, and we get a chance to walk them through their day. And it's a great opportunity for kids to learn how the lunchroom works, which to a kindergartner, it's totally different than any experience they've had before. So we have lots of adults down there to help them walk through the lunch line, make sure they get some vegetables to go along with their with whatever we're having that day. But so it gives everybody a chance to get to know each other before we really jump into the academic side of things.
Yeah, very important to familiarize the students with the environment. And John, let me ask you, how excited are you to be kind of in the on-deck circle for construction activities?
Well, I always love the challenge of construction because there's always something you can't plan on. And I just enjoy the reaction to whatever happens, whether it be a fire alarm trips or power off in a certain area. Those are always kind of fun things to do.
Nice.
I think that's the perfect attitude to have. And it's exciting what's in the offing, though, isn't it, John?
Oh, it's exciting. And we talked about Mr. Battenfield and having an opportunity for a bigger space for him to work with more kids. It's a great opportunity for us.
John, we appreciate your time. Good job. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, John Martin, Village Elementary School principal. Let's bring in Dr. Harder back into the fold here and talk about Mary Maynard Early Childhood Center for 3 and 4-year-old preschoolers, qualifications there. What are we looking at, Allison?
Sure. I do want to follow up with Mr. Martin's comment about the fire alarms, because I think the high school is probably tired of listening to fire alarms. It's at least a daily occurrence out there, all due to construction. So we're going to talk a little bit about Maynard, which will be actually this. So we're having enrollment, but then we're looking ahead to next year, that being in the Jones Center. So talking about the at-risk criteria for preschool-aged students. And so I'm just going to go through a number of qualifications. And so really any listeners thinking about who might qualify, if they have any family members, we really want that word of mouth to enroll students, because early childhood education, it just makes a huge difference for all of our students. So one of the qualifiers would be looking at poverty. So anybody who would qualify for free meals under the National School Lunch Program on September 20th, 2020, students of single-parent families, and then at the first day of school, the custodial parent is unmarried. Our Kansas Department of Children and Families, DCF referral, so that referral would describe the need for that child to attend the pre-K program and have that documented and signed by a DCF agent. And as I'm going through these are all separate. So it doesn't mean that they have to qualify with every one of them, but they just have to at least qualify for one. Any children of teen parents, at least one parent was a teenager when the child was born. Another one would be if either parent is lacking a high school diploma or GED on that first day of school for that child, and a limited English proficiency, and that status must be documented. And that a student must qualify also for bilingual weighting, and English as a second language services must be provided. Another qualifier could be lower than expected developmental progress in at least one of the following areas. So any cognitive development, physical development, communication or literacy, social emotional behavior or adaptive behavior, self-help skills. So that adaptive behavior would be the ability to take care of him or herself, pull up pants or tie shoes, brush teeth. That would be an example. So that would be looked at a screening, so showing some type of delay, but not so significant that that student might qualify for special education services. A student who would qualify for migrant status, so we would have a copy of that certificate of eligibility on file. And then a final one would be any child that would be experiencing homelessness in that residence of homeless students. And then we would qualify that through our state, our program where we have all of our students enrolled. So then we'd have that on the district official homeless list. And this is also an opportunity to highlight what we have through enrollment, that if we have families who are experiencing homelessness and they're enrolling, we do have great support services and the liaison for resources in the community. So if there are any questions, we, just like Mr. Martin had indicated, we really want people to call Mary Herbert and ask those questions. And Ron, like you said, it's never too early to start enrollment. And one of the things that we're going to do this year that's going to start a little bit later in spring is have an enrollment study. So we know that we've had some declining enrollment based on our birth rate, and so we're going to look at some of those other factors and how we can increase enrollment, especially at our preschool through elementary school age for students.
That's a lot to consider.
That's a lot to digest right there, I tell you.
That's a lot.
Now, I did want to shift a little bit off of the Maynard process here, Superintendent Harder, and then talk about Jones, because obviously Maynard has served the district well for a number of years, but what does the Jones Center provide here that's in addition to what, you know, people are seeing currently at Maynard, and how this is actually going to better prepare students for getting into kindergarten?
Well, we have more room. More room is one big piece. Another is just, so not only room for classrooms, our classrooms are going to be huge. When we're looking at those classrooms and thinking about the size of our students, we're really not going to fill them up because we do have class sizes. We don't want large class sizes. So we have a licensed teacher in every one of those classrooms in addition to an aide or a para that assists, because we have a lot of toileting. So we also have bathrooms that are accessible from each classroom. So that is not something that Maynard currently has. And just as far as all of our, so Maynard was an elementary school that was adjusted to address the needs of preschool. Jones Building was designed specifically for preschool, so early childhood through preschool. And we'll also be able to house, so with Emporia being the sponsoring district for the Flint Hill Special Education Cooperative, we'll be able to have some of our occupational therapists, our speech therapists, physical therapists that we already house in Maynard, but we're going to have more room for them and be able to do hopefully more things. And we would also like to start expanding the number of classrooms. We have talked about the possibility of if there would ever be an opportunity for a child care area in Jones, but that's a down-the-road discussion. But really it is more about having a facility that is specifically designed for our youngest students in the district.
That is exciting. And only
it
two,
is very exciting.
Only 2%.
And wait till you see it.
Yeah.
It is beautiful.
Can't wait. Well, thank you, Allison. That's a great update there. And we're not done yet. We got to get the official word on early enrollment and this whole process. Lindell Langren. Lindell is the Director of Community Relations, USD 253. Lindell, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing well.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Well, Lindell, game on. Pre-registration, kindergarten, preschool starting soon, right?
Absolutely. We have been working on that already, and so we will open that up on April 12th, and that'll be a Google form, and that'll be on our website, and we'll do a full marketing campaign so that we can get everybody, look through all of the community to hopefully get as many kids pre-registered for kindergarten and preschool. And, of course, those preschool kids need to meet some of those eligibility requirements, and Maynard staff will help with that process as well. But just getting those kids identified, as kind of echo what Mr. Martin said as far as being able to get our class sizes prepared, make sure we have enough teachers and all of those kinds of things. And with, you know, not knowing how many preschool and kindergarten kids are out there, getting them pre-registered is that first step. And so we appreciate everybody that gets started with that. And like I said, we'll do a Google form on our website, but we'll have that on social media. We'll have that with you guys there at KVOE, and we'll do a full blast of information to make sure everybody has that information out there as well to get those kids pre-registered.
Open enrollment starting up, the way it sounds, both online and in-person in mid-July for the, you know, the official run of things. Are you changing any of the, student enrollment software or anything like that, or some of the, really the enrollment management side of things from your end to make sure that things are, updated and good for parents, or really is a status quo from your side of things?
We're really status quo. The software that we use and the PowerSchool and PowerSchool registration has served us well the past several years, and so we will continue with that process, and we will still be able to use those things that we have been. Enrollment, as you mentioned, we'll start that out on July 18th, and that'll be both online and in person. We encourage as many people to enroll online as possible. That really helps us out, and it's just a smooth process, but we do have staff available. Justin lets us use his space out there at the Learning Center, and so we appreciate that. That's, you know, a great space to be able to get people in and get people through to enrollment who might need some assistance. And so we'll have that set up, and that will start on July 18th. But we also, for our PowerSchool users, and we encourage all of our parents to use PowerSchool and set up that PowerSchool, that parent portal, we'll actually open enrollment that Friday before, so those PowerSchool parent portal users can go ahead and get started with enrollment even earlier. And so, you know, if you're listening and don't have a PowerSchool account or that parent portal set up, let us know and we can help you set that up, and so we can get you enrolled even earlier. So we'll start that, like I said, that Friday before this coming July as well. So lots of opportunities, and like I said, it's helpful if we get kids pre-registered. You know, if there's families that are moving to the district and that sort of thing, we can help them now. But anybody new for next year, we want to get them pre-registered and get them set up. So that they'll get the information. And the way we send everything out is we send it out through the U.S. mail, and so we want to make sure we have current addresses on everybody and that sort of thing. But we'll do it by email, we'll do it social media, and we'll do a full marketing blast on that as well, so everybody knows when enrollment starts, what they need to do, and how that process needs to work.
All right, deep breath time there. It is it is time to be looking for 2022, 2023. Well, Lindell, thanks. Good job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate the time.
Appreciate that. And Dr. Harder, how are things going now that masks are not required? What's the temperature of the staff and students?
The temperature is joy.
That's good. There we are.
Can imagine.
It is so great to see students' faces and staff faces, and with that optional masking opportunity, we still have, you know, some staff and parents and students that continue to choose masks, which is perfectly fine. But it's just nice to be able to have that opportunity, and our numbers are still looking great. So we just want them to continue, especially after spring break. But it is great.
And I would assume, it's going to be a lot different and much relief not to be heading into a brand-new school year, hopefully, knock on wood, with no COVID issues. Let's keep it that way.
I was just thinking, Ron, please don't hesitate.
Yeah, I know. Don't go there. All right. Well, Justin, hey, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Justin Sargent, Director, Assistant Principal, Flint Hills Learning Center. John, always a pleasure, my friend.
It is. It is always good to talk to you.
Yeah, John Martin, Village Elementary Principal. And Lindell, thanks again. We appreciate it.
Hey,
thanks a lot, Bob.
All right, Lindell Langren, Director of Community Relations, USD 253. Dr. Harder, thank you very much.
Thanks, but thank you both of you. Boy, put that out there.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Allison Anderson Harder, Superintendent, USD 253, on the Emporia Showcase, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender, ESFCU, the educated choice with two convenient Emporia locations. It's 847.
Ever wonder exactly what Bunge does? Well, they buy grain and oil.